Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A lawsuit in Arizona moved forward over a rejection of ballots that a Trump campaign attorney says should have been handled manually. Instead, the machine rejected them. Meanwhile, in Detroit, a judge says he'll issue a ruling Friday. Attorneys for those who filed affidavits alleging fraud or irregularities added another affidavit to their pile from a woman who says some ballot stacks were run through machines multiple times, meaning those votes were counted over and over again.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
It's like these 60s radical hippies that never grew up, that decided that they wanted to usher in socialism and Marxism, have taken over the schools, the universities, and they have poisoned the minds of millions of Americans, especially young Americans, that are running around with this BLM movement and Antifa movements and, you know, tearing down statues and setting fires and protesting as if something's wrong. I mean, I have news for them. We live at the very best time possible in the history of the world to be alive.
Yes, indeed. Congressman Devin Nunes on the show in a few minutes. A Pennsylvania judge ruled in favor of the Trump campaign today. Little bit of light in a dark tunnel, right? Ordering that the state may not count ballots where the voters needed to provide proof of identification, and they failed to do so by November 9th. Now, we know that they circumvented, these judges did, the state legislature, made their own laws up. State law said the voters had until 6 days after the election this year, that was November 9th, to, as they call it, cure the problem regarding a lack of proof of identification. Now, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that mail-in ballots could be accepted 3 days after the election. The Pennsylvania Secretary of State said proof of identification could be provided up until November 12th. That's 6 days from the ballot acceptance deadline. And they just decided they're going to make this up 2 days before the election. They're just, as we've heard people say, they're like referees making the rules up in the middle of the game. This judge, the court concluded that in her official capacity as Secretary of the Commonwealth, lacked the authority to issue this on November 1st. Very good news. And that was right in line with the president's campaign's argument that there was absolutely no reason that they didn't have any basis in the state law to extend all these deadlines, and that they didn't have the power to change this. This court had previously ordered that all ballots where voters provided proof of identification between November 10th and 12th should be segregated until a ruling was issued determining what should be done with them. Now, is this going to affect the end game of all of this? I don't know, but I can tell you right now that President Trump predicted this.
Will you pledge tonight that you will not declare victory until the election has been independently certified? President Trump, you go first.
I'm urging my supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully, because that's what has to happen. I am urging them to do it. As you know, today there was a big problem. In Philadelphia, they went in to watch. They were called poll watchers, a very safe, very nice thing. They were thrown out. They weren't allowed to watch. You know why? Because bad things happen in Philadelphia, bad things. And I am urging my people. I hope it's going to be a fair election. If it's a fair election, I am 100% on board. But if I see tens of thousands of ballots being manipulated, I can't go along with that. And I'll tell you what.
What does that mean?
From a common sense,
does that mean you're going to tell your people to take to the
screen? It means you have a fraudulent election. You're sending out 80 million ballots. They're not equipped to. These people aren't equipped to handle it. Number one. Number two. Okay. They cheat. They cheat. Hey, they found ballots in a waste paper basket three days ago, and they all had the name military ballots. They were military. They all had the name Trump on them.
Vice President
Biden, you think that's good?
Vice President Biden, final question for you. Will you urge your supporters to stay calm while the vote is counted, and will you pledge not to declare victory until the election is independently certified?
Yes.
Wow. Yes, Joe Biden. You heard the president predict what's happening right now, what's being played out. And that was back on September 29th. And, hey, did the guy lie then? Sure he did. Listen to Biden lie. Lying Biden.
Vice President Biden, final question for you. Will you urge your supporters to stay calm while the vote is counted, and will you pledge not to declare victory until the election is independently certified?
Yes.
Yes. You heard him say yes. No, 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 you did not. You did not at all. I wonder why. Was this a old man slip up here, or was he going, oh, I shouldn't have said the truth. Oops. Is this a gaffe, or was this the truth? This was a few weeks right before the election.
We're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
I couldn't agree more. Let me ask some Democrats out there. Would you feel comfortable listening to what former President Jimmy Carter had to say? Well, he chaired the Commission on Federal Election Reform back in 2005. It was bipartisan. You had, as I stated, chaired by Jimmy Carter. You had former Secretary of State James Baker III on there. And you know what they said? They said absentee ballots remain the largest source of potential voter fraud. Yeah, that's coming from Jimmy Carter. What happened between 2005 and 2020 to make suddenly that not be an issue at all? Well, Donald J. Trump, that's exactly what happened. We know how Democrats behave. You know, if the shoe were on the other foot, as they say, you know, Democrats would, you know, they just bow out, right, and say, you won. CNN and Fox said you won, so you won.
Hillary Clinton, say what you want, she promptly conceded, even though she spanked him in the popular vote. Why? That's what our system demands. Other Democrats swiftly came to terms with Trump's victory.
Oh, yes, they did, said Chris Cuomo and Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, happy day.
It's true.
Oh.
That's Anna No-Neck Navarro, the token Republican that they towed around. They're singing Oh Happy Day with Whoopi on The View.
Oh Happy Day.
I had no idea how enraged I'd been all for these last 4 years.
Me neither.
Really, when I started crying, that's when I knew. And I want to tell you, foreign leaders were elated. They know this means a return of U.S. leadership. You know who has become a crybaby, the crybaby in Wawa Chief.
Oh.
It didn't go our way. Hillary did not whine. Hillary did not quine. She did not say we need a recount. She said, okay, you won fair and square, even when we knew the Russians had been in there. She did not say, well, I should be president now. She didn't. She did what you're supposed to do. If you don't win, then you say, okay.
I believe he knows he's an illegitimate president. He knows. He knows.
Yeah, that sounds like somebody bowing out real politely, doesn't it? Donald J. Trump should not concede. Well, then you need to be locked up and never have a job again. You need to be taken out of polite society for saying something like that. How dare you say that after you lose an election, you should not concede until... Well, no, we're not saying he shouldn't concede. He shouldn't concede till every vote is actually counted, right?
Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances because I think this is going to drag out.
There it is. Congressman Devin Nunes. We're going to talk to him next, right here on The Trevor Carey Show.
The Trevor Carey Show. Power Talk 96.7, AM 1400, and the iHeartRadio app. The Trevor Carey Show. On Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
Well, it looks like Congressman Devin Nunes' latest book is coming true, Countdown to Socialism. Congressman, welcome, and congrats on another term, an election victory, sir.
Well, thank you, and I want to thank all of the Power Talk listeners, the great precinct presidents. We had an unbelievable turnout in the Valley. I feel very good about David Valadao right now. Just some amazing, amazing victories around the state of California. In fact, you know, the only seat that looks like that it's too close to be called right now is Mike Garcia, who won a special election in Los Angeles County, in northern Los Angeles County in the spring, you may remember. But, you know, as bad as California is, and it is a train wreck, and we're already experiencing socialism, just a little bit of light of a little bit of light, not much, like maybe just like a birthday candle. That's about it, Trevor.
Like a cell phone on in the middle of Dodger Stadium. One cell phone in the air. Well, I'll tell you what, I've learned a lot lately, but I got to admit, I don't know enough.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Enough to answer my own question. And you're the highest ranking contact I have on this show to that nerve center called Washington, D.C. Congressman, if I had $50 to give to a cause to help save America now from this countdown to socialism, would $50 be better spent going to fight the vote for President Trump? Or should I send that $50 to Georgia for the January runoff to save the Senate?
Good question. So here's the thing, in today's digital age, and now that we have Win Red, which is similar to what the Democrats created, which is called Act Blue, this is our arm, our digital arm, that allows people to have a place to go to that if you give, you know you're going to help Republicans in the secure way that's guaranteed by the party leadership. So in other words, if you go to winred.com, and don't think that $5 or $10 or $50, it all matters. And so what I would do right now is I would just go a third, a third, a third of whatever you want to give, Trevor. So if you want to give, you know, $30, give 10 to a Georgia candidate, 10 to the other Georgia candidate, and 10 to the Trump recount fund.
So this is actually because like winred.com?
Winred.com. Yeah, although don't Google it, because if you Google it, it'll probably take you, reverse you back to a Democratic place or something.
Well, the importance down in Georgia, because the countdown to socialism, that's going to be a roadblock, or actually be the only roadblock if the states continue on the way, unless there's enough fraud to overturn it. Boy, Georgia is really going to, I mean, this is going to be going through Thanksgiving and Christmas. We're not going to know.
Yeah, you know what, though? But as it should. And shame. I mean, look, I mean, I wrote about it in Countdown to Socialism, and unfortunately, you're right. I was hoping that was a book that was just made for up to the election, where people would read it, they'd understand, and they'd turn out to the polls. Unfortunately, you know, not enough people so far have come out. But at the same time, it's an important lesson. If people want to know where we stand right now, you should read it. And I think that was the point that you were making at the, yep, at the opening. But this is, you know, unfortunately, I outlined all of this. And I didn't, look, none of this surprises me where we're at right now. The way the media choreographed this election night, all of the media, was just unprecedented. The way that the social media companies censored was even beyond my, beyond what I think thought they could do. Now, with all that said, these races are all really close, and I guarantee you, any Democrat that was running for state assembly or state senate or a county board of supervisor or a Congress, running for Congress or Senate, none of this would be called right now, especially with Wisconsin as close as it is, Pennsylvania as close as it is, Georgia and Arizona. You know, essentially what we should be saying is look, Biden's in the lead. You'd probably rather be Biden than you would Trump right now, but no one should be calling him president-elect. We have a process in this country. And I guarantee you there will be congressional races And honestly, it might be Mike Garcia, because Mike Garcia is only up by 150 votes right now. I promise you, Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic leadership and nobody in the president-elect Biden administration, they will be demanding, and Governor Newsom demanding a recount if Mike Garcia holds on to his 150 vote lead.
Well, that's
where we're at.
That's how they play it. And do you see this playing out, the hand count in Georgia? If it goes to show that there's enough evidence there, that we now have evidence after doing an investigation, a hand count, that we could demand Pennsylvania, because that's the big dog right now.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, look, this is a really tight race, as I think we talked about, right? I mean, I can't remember what was I on the day before the election. I think I think our conversation went like that. Look, Trump's not down 17 points in Wisconsin. He is, you know, either you believe one set of polls or you don't. Well, who should you have believed? The polls that I was talking about, the polls that I was looking at, that had all of these races super close. He had a lead in Ohio. Didn't look like that was close. He had a good lead in Florida. And it was too close to call in all these states. And that's where it ended up. And so, but the media, they didn't talk about that. They talked, oh, Trump's up, or Trump's down 17 points. Going to be a wipeout. I mean, hell, you even had Fox News predicted that Nancy Pelosi was back in. Republicans are going to lose 14 seats. Well, you know what? We're on the precipice of gaining 14 seats.
Yeah, indeed.
Not losing.
Now, it's November 12th, obviously. Is there time becomes an issue? Like, aren't there two dates, December 8th, December 14th, and then the Electoral College on the 14th?
Yeah, I mean, the counts have to get done.
Yeah.
The recounts have to get done, and that's what all the efforts should be put into. And look, for the sake of future elections here, it is absolutely, it's so important for these recounts to happen, and to ensure the integrity of the election. You know, we cannot have Americans out there believing that 10,000 dead people or residents that didn't live in Nevada voted. That's not okay.
Now, the last few weeks of the election, drop off your ballots, secure location hubs, mail it in. Election day could be crazy. We don't know what's going to happen. Should we, as conservative Republicans, change right back now to know we don't want election seasons and we want to vote on election day?
Well, look, I think what we need in this country, and it's going to have to become part of the platform, and it gets complicated because there are legitimate constitutional concerns with this, with states' rights, and without getting into a long dissertation, when the 13 colonies came together, it was complex for a lot of the reasons we see now, by the way, where you have California and New York and Texas and Florida. If they all just teamed up, they could just take all the money, take everything away from all the other little states. That was the concern when the 13 colonies came together. So at least as it goes with federal elections, I think what should happen, I think part of our party platform should be that all votes must be counted on election night. You know, they should be finished barring some emergency or catastrophe of some type of weather related issue. All votes should be counted on by midnight or 11:59 on the first Tuesday of November. That should be the law. So I don't have a problem with early voting. I don't even have a problem with absentee voting. Now, I have a big problem with ballot harvesting. What we do here in California is wrong. It should not be done. But look, California should have a rule that every absentee needs to be, in by the week before or whatever it is that gives the elections offices plenty of time to get them all counted. And the only thing that you would count, after that would be damaged ballots or provisionals, that sort of thing.
Well,
yeah. So it would be a minimal amount of ballots that you would be counting after election day.
Yeah. Well, patience should be the word right now, but we already got Biden talking to world leaders. During all this election news, other news has gotten lost in the mix. I wish the Fresno Bee would run the headline Nunes was correct. McCabe admits Trump investigation was wrong. He admitted he should have never signed. And Congressman, for those who have forgotten, remind them of what the former FBI deputy director regrets signing.
Well, look, you can't trust anything this guy said. I mean, he actually wrote it in his book that he didn't want to brief me because, you know, he suspected, you know, that I might do something wrong. I mean, that's essentially slander. This is the deputy director of the FBI not wanting to brief the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. So for him now to come on and say, yeah, there might have been some mistakes, I take responsibility. Look, I don't know what this guy should. If he was an honorable man, he'd pick up the phone and he'd go out there and say, look, I want to publicly apologize to, look, I'm the last one, right? I mean, he should say President Trump, his family, Carter Page and his family. That's what he should do. But this is not a man of his word. This is a really, really dirt. He's a really, really big dirt bag. And the reason he said that was so he was hoping to calm some of the senators down, is what he was trying to do.
Well, that's getting lost in the mix, though, isn't it? With all this that's right now. That's big news.
But remember, Trevor, you still have to apply the rule that's always the golden rule. Whatever they're saying, they actually mean the opposite. You know,
right. So, yeah, it's all flipped upside down.
Right. So if he's saying, oh, I feel really bad, I should have done it. No. He knew exactly what he was doing, and he's saying that because he knows he's in trouble.
Well, there's a lot of people that have gotten in trouble and nobody really talked about. So congratulations on that. You're not going to hear it in the headline of the Fresno Bee.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
That you were correct and that he admitted it was all wrong. You'd think they want to write and do some follow-up investigative reporting on that, right?
Well, one thing that's happened, the ground has shifted. And this is the only thing that's going to come out of this election, Trevor, that's really critical. And that is that Twitter has now been replaced by Parler. Conservatives have a place to go. I've been talking about it for months. Now you have over 10 million subscribers. Rumble is taking over YouTube. So it awoke conservatives all over the country so that they know there is a safe place on the internet to go to. Now you're seeing places like Newsmax and OAN that are getting 10 to 50 times the number of viewers.
Yeah, when are you going to get that? When are you going to get that podcast on Newsmax?
Look, I'm just happy it's on Rumble right now. It's on Rumble. Already today I'm up to almost 20,000 views on Rumble.
I had no idea till you said Rumble. I have no idea what that is. I'm so out of pop culture, so I need to go check that out. Rumble.
Rumble is a replacement for YouTube. So what's been happening is for 10 years, I've been on YouTube, and it took me, I'll just put it to you this way. This is the CEO of Rumble pointed this out today, on Parler, by the way. He pointed out that in 4 years, I had 9,000 subscribers on YouTube. In 4 months, I'm closing in on 200,000 subscribers nationwide. So I'm like at 165 or something right now as we speak.
Well, good. I'm glad there's options. We don't have to all drive a Ford. Look, Chevy made a car. We can go somewhere else right now. So this winred.com, if you just want to give to it, you'll give to it. Kind of like giving to the Red Cross, and they'll decide whether we're going to use it blankets. No. Well, they'll decide where they're going to use it, like blankets or water, right? I mean, you give and
You go on to WinRed. and then you will be able to pick the you just know that anywhere on there that anybody you select to give to is really that person. And that's been the concern, right? Because you see all these things floating around the internet. You know, somebody says, oh, I'm going to help Donald Trump. You don't know. But if you go to WinRed, you will get the official Donald Trump fund.
I see it right now. I pulled it up. Save the Senate fund, keep fighting fund, or stop Pelosi fund. I like that one. That's right. The stop Pelosi fund. Well, that's too nice of a picture they used of her. It looks like about 20 years ago. But anyhow, there's where you go. Congressman Nunes, again, congratulations on the win. And I guess in Congress, the campaign started what again last week? The new campaign.
Well, it never ends, but I will tell you that if Nancy Pelosi survives this election, I don't see as Speaker, I don't see how she will survive the next one.
No.
This was a disastrous election for Democrats. It was a disaster for the media. It was a disaster for the social media companies, and we have Donald Trump to thank for that. And you know, he has one more job to do, and that is to make sure that every American's vote is legal and is counted, and so that we know exactly what happened in this presidential election.
Exactly. Listen, I got 25 seconds here. Brett Baer of Fox News correcting a call on election night.
We have clinched a majority in the House by reaching 218 seats. There are still a handful of races undecided. On election night, the Fox News decision desk correctly predicted soon after 9 Eastern that Democrats would retain control of the House, but they also estimated Democrats would add about 5 seats to their majority. That did not occur. Republicans have gained 6 seats with multiple races yet to be decided.
Yeah, do that correction, Fox News. That was good to hear.
yeah, it was, but they were somebody in there with they knew because the NRCC, Kevin McCarthy, we all knew. I was telling you that we were not going to lose any House seats. I thought at a minimum we would gain 5 House seats, and if Donald Trump had a good night, Pelosi might be ousted. So it's impossible that all the Republicans knew this and that Fox News didn't know what the internal polling for the Republican Party was.
Yeah. Well,
it's really, really bad.
A lot of people's true intentions and true colors came to the surface.
And I'll just say this, Trevor, I know you got to go, but finally, did that affect this Mike Garcia race? Like, I think Valadao is going to win this, but how many people are sitting at home watch that on Fox News? They were sitting out in out in Mendota or Kalinga or Shafter or Southeast Bakersfield or Lemoore and Valadao's district and said, I guess it doesn't really matter. Trump's not going to win, and Pelosi's back. I guess I don't got to go vote for Valadao or Mike Garcia. I mean, look, this really could have mattered as close as these races are.
Oh, it's election manipulation. It's manipulating people prior to it, and it should be illegal.
Absolutely.
Congressman, thank you, sir.
Well, hopefully people got a real education in the media this time.
And true. And if you would like to know what's happening right now, kind of the blueprint, countdown to socialism, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, anywhere else you want to point them?
No, that's good. That's about the only places you could get. If you go to the actual publisher, they'll give you a deal on it. But anyway, if you just go to my Parler account, you can get to there.
There it is. Congressman, thank you and congratulations again on a win.
All right, thanks a lot.
You know it. A lot of Californians are clearing out of California, Arizona, Nevada, Idaho, Texas, Florida. Even I got to admit, while not saying so publicly, I privately told some people if Biden wins, I was gonna pull a Bruce Springsteen and look into leaving the country. Where would I go? Well, I got a little Trevorosity for you next. Pack your bags.
The Trevor Carey Show. Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400. The Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
I I think this is so funny if it didn't make me so angry.
Hillary Clinton, say what you want, she promptly conceded, even though she spanked him in the popular vote. Why? That's what our system demands. Other Democrats swiftly came to terms with Trump's victory.
All right, we'll be ready to go back to the purple rain. At least that's what the forecast is calling for next Tuesday. We'll go from red skies at night to purple rain, purple rain.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, get tested. Stay healthy.
All right. If you're about to go crazy in California, you probably thought, right? Am I going to maybe go to Texas? We interviewed that guy, conservativemove.com. He ran for office down in Orange County, lost, and pulled up stakes, moved to Texas, and said, follow me, everybody. But now even Texas, it has Austin in it. Austin is way liberalized. Well, go to Nevada. Well, it's got Vegas in it. Go to Montana. My son stationed in the Air Force said a lot of liberals up there because, see, people have been fleeing for financial reason and taking their liberalism with them. Look at Oregon. You know, it's which one's Sodom and which one's Gomorrah with California and Oregon. Well, then go back to Tennessee and hush where you're from. No, it's too humid. Go to Florida. You ever been to the Panhandle? And I'm not into alligators. So where are you going to go? I pulled to Bruce Springsteen. I said if Biden won, I wanted to move to Budapest, Hungary. My parents have been there. I got a picture on my refrigerator with them with the Ronald Reagan statue there. Prime Minister Orban he's like Trump on steroids with support of the government and the people. You know, they, up until 1989, they lived under communism. They lived under an anti-God regime, and they now have freedom, and they embrace it. Reporting right now, Hungary's government proposed a constitutional amendment Tuesday that would defend children's sexual integrity while limiting adoption only to married couples. And in Hungary, that means a man and a woman. The national constitution would declare that the mother is a woman, the father is a man. They're also outlawing gender reassignment for minors. Not for adults. If you're adults, go ahead. Snip, snip, cut, cut, whatever you want to do. You're a grown-up. But they're talking about children. This is in direct opposition to everything that's going on here, gender theory. The amended text states that Hungary protects children's right to an identity conforming to their birth gender and ensures education in accordance with the values based on Hungary's constitutional identity and Christian culture. Can you imagine the government saying that? It's why I want to move there. They said human dignity states in their memorandum also includes the right of every child to have an identity appropriate to his or her gender, including protection against mental or biological interference with his or her physical and mental integrity. Hungary law already recognizes marriage as a, quote, stable union between one man and one woman. The amendment would stipulate that only people in such a union would be allowed to adopt children. They said single people could only adopt children with special permission from the minister in charge of family affairs. They state the basis for family relations is marriage. The mother's a woman. The father's a man. They said government officials say the new bill will increase emphasis on children's rights during adoption. Last May, their parliament voted 134 to 56 to define gender based on biological sex. I wonder what would happen in our Congress if they voted, what the numbers would be to define gender based on, right? Amnesty International came out and said that vote would drive Hungary back towards the dark ages. The same month, in Hungary, the parliament passed a declaration against signing the Istanbul Convention on Preventing and Combating Violence Against Women. Huh? You mean they're pro-violence against women? No, they said they're trying to smuggle in gender theory under the guise of human rights. They stand up for what they believe in Hungary. In 2018, the Hungarian government discontinued programs in gender studies at state-run universities. They said it serves no identifiable purpose and were based on ideology rather than science. Their Secretary of State said the university degrees must be rooted in scientific basis, whereas gender studies like Marxist-Leninism are more aptly termed ideology than science and are inappropriate matter for university-level education. Okay. Who wants to be my traveling partners? How about a long-term travel? like learn Hungarian, right? It's one of the 24 official languages of the European Union. And it's one of the most popular tourist destinations in Europe. It's beautiful. And English is widely spoken in the capital, Budapest. But if you move out elsewhere in the country, you might struggle with English. 20% do speak English. I mean, it's not like I'm really serious, like I'm looking into train schedules or anything. Departure boards are in yellow. Arrival boards are in white for the trains. Yeah, I looked that up. All right, yeah. Toilets, they don't have signs on them. They have letters. Doing my homework for Hungary. So the men's room has the letter F on it. The women's room has the letter N, as in Nancy, on it. But I'm not really, I'm not looking into stuff over. Well, if you want to learn to say hello in Hungarian, Siza. Siza. Kuzi. I just said hello. Thanks. So those are two good words to know, right? There is also, let me see. Yeah, they have travel insurance as well. Okay. The currency is the Hungarian forint, F-O-R-I-N-T. So, yeah, I've been looking into my basics a little bit, right? Hey, have you looked into Hungary? Have you ever seen how beautiful it is? I don't think there's a country that's believing like they are anywhere in the world right now. I don't know if you can get away with.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Fresno High mascot, the Warriors, under fire. They got a big town hall meeting tonight. I've got a t-shirt with it. Big Warrior right on the front, Fresno High. Actually had a few of them. Gave one to my son. I'll tell you my take on it next.
Trevor Carey, Power Talk 96.7, AM 1400, and the iHeartRadio app. Trevor Carey on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
Oh, it was a fraud we saw coming. We'll talk more about it after 4 o'clock. Nancy Price at GV Wire wrote a great article, very informative of everything that's going to be. It's been going on and it's going to happen tonight. It said the Warrior mascot of Fresno High under fire. The image has its share of supporters who claim the mascot's a beloved tradition that should not be cast aside. And then you have people who say that the cartoon of a Native American man in war paint is racist and must be removed. Okay, that's showing both sides of the debate. The next sentence here, is it just about a local high school's mascot, or does the dispute also speak to the issues of racism and culture and sensitivity that have roiled the nation in 2020? I would say that please write an article about all the racism. Give the examples of it. I mean, I would love to see you write about a big, long article on example after example after example of racism in America. Where is it? Show me. I'm not going to say we don't have instances of racism from all walks of life. I mean, you can showcase those all day, but where is it rampant? Where is it? Where is it systemic? And show the proof. So anyhow, an opinion already put at the top of this article, but a well-written article. It says they're going to be airing it out 5:30 tonight when Fresno Unified School District, it's been meeting with parents and students on the issue, has scheduled a town hall meeting. Two of the speakers are authors of opposing petitions. Jamie Nelson, a member of the Yokut people whose lands once included the site of Fresno High, and Joshua Washburn, a Fresno High alumni. So it's back to the whole thing, people being offended because of what it says to their ancestry, and those that said, well, we've been going to school all the time. I look at that as a warrior. It's something to be proud of, as we've seen. But Nicholas Dodson, he's a Fresno High alum who's on the town hall panelist tonight, and he wrote something in here that she wrote about here. He said people who aren't Native American don't understand that there is a religious component to paint and feathers. I didn't know that. Did you know that there's a religion? I always thought it was for war or battle. That's just and where does that come from? I guess just watching the movies, right? So he did a little education, and when he said this, so if it's part of the religion, and he says that it is, he says that it's a sacred religious item. He said his children have feathers. He said they got to earn them through ceremony and prayer. He said when we put on our face paint, it's for reasons that have nothing to do with a football game or anything. It has to do with how we conduct ourselves and our lives with the Spirit, with the Creator, with our ancestors. And then he said, if I were to start a high school and I were to use Jesus Christ as my mascot and I were to put him in robes and put blood on his hands and make him carry a cross across the football field at halftime, that would be blasphemous. I would be all over the news. Have you ever? I've never looked at it from that aspect because I never thought of it as a religious symbol. So let me ask you this. If you just had a spear without the paint on, it'd be like the San Diego Padres. Padres Catholic, right, yeah, from the monasteries. I don't think Catholics got upset about that. Now, if they had maybe had the Padre taking communion, yeah, they could be like, that's kind of blasphemous. Don't take away the communion. So if we took away the religious paint or the religious feathers, would that have something to do with it? Or I guess maybe it should just all go away altogether and we'll be the Fresno High football team, the Washington football team, the University of Southern California badminton team. You know, we'll just call them Team A. Team B is going to be taking on Team J. Team S will be taking on Team W. Woo, go W! We're the fighting W's. I don't know where all this goes, but the aspect of it being a religious thing, a sacred thing, I never knew that, so I guess that could change the debate a little bit. But it's not going to end tonight with this town hall. The Fresno Unified School Board will receive the community feedback in early December and then decide what steps will be. So maybe the two sides could come together and go, okay, the Fresno alum that are going, non-Native American side would say, all right, we like the fighting aspect of it and the charging to battle aspect of it. Can we work out imagery that shows that? Or is it you just want to be out of the game altogether? Because if it's a religious thing, then take out whatever the religious symbols are. I don't know. Am I trying to be too Gandhi in the middle of this? Can't we all just get along? Wait, who was all get? Oh, that was Rodney King. I'll stick with Gandhi instead of Rodney King, right? Maybe they can find something to do that, right? I don't know, but last month the school board voted 6-1 for a resolution declaring the district to be an anti-racist institution. And what that vote said was past teachers, administrators, janitors, coaches, band leaders, lunchroom staff, you were all racist before, so we're going to apologize for you and claim we're not going to allow you to behave that way in the future. What a slap in the face to everybody I just named, right? What a slap. Thanks, so to Trustee Sladek for not calling all those dedicated professionals racist. Can't we all just get along? Yeah, we can. We try. They've been fighting back. A fraud we saw coming from a country mile. Mailed out absentee ballots are the largest source of potential voter fraud. That's from 2005. Bipartisan report on the Commission of Federal Elections. Chaired by Democrat Jimmy Carter. What happened between 2005 and 2020? We know what happened. Donald J. Trump.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.